KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 22 degrees. We look for skies to become mostly cloudy today, with a slight chance of snow mainly later this evening, and no snow accumulation is expected during the day today. We'll have a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In area news, the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Heifer Development 3 program in Atlantic, originally set for today, was rescheduled for Monday, February 8th instead. The Iowa caucus and a new snow forecast for the original date of today led the site host, ISU Extension and Outreach Beef Program Specialist Chris Clark, to reschedule the event for next Monday. Clark says he hopes rescheduling to February 8th will allow more producers to attend. We heard from several people that wanted to come but could not attend because of the caucuses. And he says it sounds like we may have some weather to contend with. Well, definitely we will. So Clark says they want to be accommodating and do what works best for area beef producers. The program on February 8th, then, will be held from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Registration begins at 5 p.m. and a presentation will be at 5:30. Chris Clark says there will be an opportunity to visit with sponsors during that check-in and registration time prior to the start of the presentation, and they're partnering with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, ABS Global, Accelerated Genetics, Select Sires, and Muriel to conduct the series, and most of the sponsors will be represented at the Cass County site. This is the third installment of the Heifer Development Series, building on the 2011 and 2014 programs on yearling and first calf heifer best management practices, respectively. The focus of this year's series is on current genetic and phenotypic selection tools that can be utilized to improve cow longevity and enhance lifetime productivity. A catered meal will be served. The cost is $20 if you pre-register 3 days prior to the event. The new pre-registration deadline is February 5th, rather. The walk-in registration is $25 per person with no guarantee of a meal at that point if you come in. If you'd like to register, you can call 515-294-BEEF, that's 294-2333, or email beefcenter@iastate.edu. The Internal Revenue Service, is making its annual appeal to taxpayers to sign up for the Earned Income Tax Credit. The director of the program for the IRS, Ken Corbin, says if you made money working in 2015, you may be eligible.
Any person who has earned income from employment, whether you're running a business, farming, or self-employed, could potentially qualify for EITC.
He says taxpayers all across the country take advantage of the tax credit.
Nationwide, last year, over 27 million families received more than $66 billion in earned income tax credit dollars. The average EITC refund to those families was over $2,400.
And he says there are still 1 in 5 people who may be eligible who don't know about the EITC or file for it.
Meaning that more than 1 million of the taxpayers are not putting EITC dollars to work for them. Anyone with earnings of $54,000 or less should see if they qualify at irs.gov, search word EITC.
Corbin says many Iowans do take advantage of the credit.
Over 200,000 Iowans claimed EITC last year, bringing in a combined refund amount of over $450,000 back into the economy of Iowa, with an average refund amount of over $2,200.
You may have checked in the past and found that you weren't eligible for the credit. Corbin says you should check again, especially if you've had some major changes in your life.
Marital status changes, they might have children, employment changes, changes in their income. Each taxpayer has a change that could potentially make them eligible for the EITC credit and should check each tax year.
Corbin says you can still file and claim the EITC tax credit even if you are not required to file a tax return. Well, from raising the minimum wage to legalizing medical marijuana, some bills in the Iowa legislature have an uphill battle that isn't so steep in some other state houses. 24 states have a system that allows residents to bypass lawmakers and place proposed initiatives on an election ballot. The system varies by state, but the idea is that citizens should have an option B when it comes to enacting potential laws. Iowa doesn't have such a system, and that means state lawmakers might face a little less pressure to pass certain bills, much to the frustration of some residents seeking action. Despite that, there seems to be some consensus among Iowa lawmakers that the current system should remain and that approving an option B could complicate things. Dubuque police have arrested a 33-year-old man they say punched an officer during a traffic stop and then fled with two children and a woman. The man was arrested on multiple charges, including assaulting a police officer and child endangerment. Lieutenant Pablo Ramirez said that police attempted to stop an erratic driver Saturday afternoon who pulled into a business and was observed switching seats with a female passenger. Ramirez said the suspect argued with the officer and punched him in the jaw. Police say the suspect got into the car and the woman drove off. They were later found running into a wooded area where police negotiated with the suspect to let the woman and children go before he tried to flee again on foot. The suspect was being held on $25,000 cash bond. Iowa officials are preparing for a major winter storm, but forecasters say the snow is likely to miss tonight's caucuses. The National Weather Service was saying over the weekend the storm isn't expected to reach western Iowa until early Tuesday, so people participating in the presidential caucuses should be able to get home. Meteorologist Alan Curtis with the National Weather Service tells the Des Moines Register the storm could create quite a mess, though, on Tuesday. A blizzard watch had been issued for most of Iowa and eastern Nebraska because the storm could drop over 8 inches of snow in places. And the latest forecasts have a winter storm warning replacing the blizzard watch for several or most of the area counties, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, and Adams counties. A winter storm warning is also in effect for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, and Montgomery counties, and that'll be from late tonight until 4 a.m. on Wednesday. And then the other southwest counties, Fremont and Page, have a winter weather advisory that'll be in effect early Tuesday morning. Now, the Iowa Transportation Director, Paul Trombino, said roads officials will meet this morning to plan their response. Trombino says the crews will be prepared to go out today if the storm arrives earlier than predicted. After all the candidates, the crowds, and the chaos, Iowa caucus voters will make their choices tonight. Emily Shetler with the Iowa Association of Business and Industry says being in the national spotlight is putting some old stereotypes about Iowa to rest.
I take a lot of pride in Des Moines and in Iowa, and so I like the opportunity to show that off to people, to show there's a lot more to Iowa than what a lot of people think.
Just one in five Iowans works in an ag-related job. Nearly 40% of the state's workforce is employed in the finance, insurance, or professional services industries. And the state's manufacturing industry shipped out more than $100 million worth of goods in 2013.
And people don't realize kind of everything that goes on with that, all the things that are made in Iowa, and just how kind of diverse and dynamic all of that is.
A total of $15 billion in manufactured goods and raw commodities like corn and soybeans were exported from Iowa in 2014. For all the hype surrounding the February 1st caucuses, only a fraction of Iowa's registered voters actually participate. So over the final weekends, campaigns on both sides of the aisle were focused on turning on voters. But the one question the polls, the crowds, or the pundits can't fully answer is just how many will people show up today, or this evening that is, and what will the numbers mean? Most Republicans expect a higher turnout in 2016 than the last two caucuses, when about 120,000 showed up. Democrats doubt they'll match 2008, when nearly 240,000 came out to the caucuses. The higher the turnout, the better the outcomes could be for businessman Donald Trump on the Republican side and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side. Both are seeking to get non-traditional participants out to the caucuses. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.